It's quite easy in terms of how it can happen, because it's not only Rangers, there's a plethora of clubs that have essentially used the revenue as an interest-free overdraft.
And they don't. I suppose they don't get the TV revenues, obviously, that English clubs get.
No, they don't. But again, they're under the same sort of emotive pressures from fans. And of course, it's very competitive up there. The revenue, in many ways, I'm not endorsing what Rangers have done at all, because clearly, from a legal point of view and from a general business morality point of view, what they've done is wrong. You should pay your taxes. You should pay the PAYE that you've allegedly put aside for your players. But the revenue over the past 10 years have been so soft on football clubs, you can understand in a way why clubs have looked at that and thought, you know what, we could get up to a £10 million debt and then end up paying £2.5 million, £3 million. Why not? Because that is what happened. That's what happened at Leicester. That's what happened at other clubs. They got away with it.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, so the revenue keep on telling us that they're going to be tough, but we haven't seen any examples of it yet. Are they targeting Rangers as the... It would take a brave government and a brave HMRC to bring a club down like that.